Okay, so it is 7:15. Actually, 8:15. My clock in my car is still set prior to daylight savings time. So it's an hour behind. It's actually 8:15 in the morning, and I should already be at work. I am having a bit of a slow start this morning after I finally calmed down and fell asleep. I think it was probably 3:45, 4 o'clock this morning. My sister around and woke me up at 4:30 this morning. She's my baby sister. She's 12 years younger than I am. Tad melodramatic at times. And she was very sick to her stomach. Like, she was vomiting and she was having these terrible stomach cramps, and it was just unbearable pain, and she was really scared because she didn't know what to do. And my mother, who's also a nurse, she couldn't get a hold of her because my mother is actually spending a few days out in California with her roommate and her roommate's father. He lives out in California, so they go out every once in a while and check on him. You know, things like that, because he's elderly. And so they're out there, and she couldn't get a hold of her. And so she calls me, just in tears. And I'm scared that something bad has happened, because at no point do you ever get a call at 4:30 in the morning that when somebody's crying, and I know something terrible that's happened. And so I stilled myself, and I'm like, okay, calm down. What's wrong? Tell me what's happened. Because I'm scared that something's happened to my mother. Not to belittle my sister's pain. I should probably explain. I'm just relieved that nothing was wrong with my mother or anyone else, besides the fact that my sister has a stomach virus. And so I tried to explain to her, okay, you have a stomach virus that can be painful, and what she should do. And the biggest thing she needed to do is calm down and breathe. Well, then I get off the phone with her and I start to doze off, and she texts me. Oh my gosh, she texted me so many times. I kept waking up and replying. And I guess at some point she finally dozed off because I stopped hearing and I fell asleep too. And then fast forward, my husband wakes me up and like 5 minutes till 8. Yes, I got dressed in quite a hurry this morning. And says, it's almost 8 o'clock. I was like, oh, shit. shit. So I jump up and I'm rushing about. That is not an entrance. And anyway, so I'm rushing about, and I call my sister and I say, what's going on? And she is just miserable and she's crying and she says, it's worse, it's so much worse. I'm going to the hospital, I'm going to the emergency room and getting this checked out. I said, okay, let me know how it goes. Because honestly, they're going to tell her exactly where I told her. I hope she's okay. I'm sure she will be. She doesn't make a very good sick person. She is not a nurse. She is a dental hygienist, which I admire her for that, because the insides of people's mouths can be absolutely disgusting. okay, so I should get to the point about last night. I'm sorry I distressed you with the way I said that in that message. I just wasn't sure what to do. I wanted to tell you what I'd found, but I was afraid to tell you. Well, it doesn't look very good, does it? It wasn't stalking. It was... Stalking implies crazy. And that's not what I'm doing. I held this one.
Money!
Okay, I'm ordering donuts. And there's this donut place. Because I feel bad, so I feel like if I show up with donuts, I'll be a hero, maybe. Maybe it's just selfish because I'm having a bad day and I went to this. But anyway, so I come to this place. Do you have Dr. Pepper?
Wait a minute, what?
Dr. Pepper?
What?
I can't understand them.
One forty six, one second man.
So pretty for me to come back to the window. He's left it open. He has my donuts still. Where are my donuts?
One dozen glazer.
Mm-hmm.
One dozen apple pudding, cinnamon or maple long, the chocolate long, the apple. You can
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
I hope you heard that. There's this... The best place to get donuts in town is this little... drive-through building. It used to be a drive-through chicken place, but they bought it and turned it into a donut shop. And it's called Dunkin' Donuts because I live in Dunkin'. And they are by far the most amazing Dunkin' Donuts in town. They're the kind of donuts that you bite into and you say, "Oh my donuts!" It's religious. It's orgasmic. Maybe donuts shouldn't have that effect, but they do. And so, I love these donuts. I don't eat them very often because, you know, donuts, they're terribly bad for you and fattening. And so they're just a special treat. Or an emotional treat. So emotions, that's what we're going with today. Anyway, I couldn't understand a word he was saying, and I was like, what? So I'm not really sure what I end up ordering in the end. I have 3 boxes of things. I don't think I meant to order that much, but I don't know. It's just kind of a mixed bag of things. Anyway, okay, so I started with, I googled Kenilworth, because I wanted to see this castle. And this little town that you talk about seems so lovely. And so I just wanted to check it out. Google. It's crazy, right? So I'm looking at the pictures, and then I saw a picture of a school. I thought, I wonder, based on the limited knowledge I have, is this town not really that small? And so I just put in the Google search, Kenilworth, and Nicholas, and teacher. Now, kept bringing up a lot of stuff about St. Nicholas. Apparently there's a school there. But then it brought up this rate your teacher thing website. And according to that, there's only two Nicholases in Kenilworth. Rodriguez and Memory. So I actually searched them both. But I think something about Nicholas Rodriguez struck me. For one, your Spanish background led me to believe that that might be it. And the paragraph that they talked about you as a teacher, talking about love of literature and drama and all that. Oh, that's a really good sign that that's him. And something else that you did, and I don't know if you even know that you did it, but at one point you were talking to me and you were very distraught and you were trying to calm yourself down because you were just having a hard time speaking. And you said, "Come on, Roddy, pull it together." Roddy. I was like, what does he mean, Roddy? I thought for a moment that you had lied to me and your name was not Nicholas. I thought, well, let's just give it time and see. Maybe it's a nickname or something else. I saw the Rodriguez. It clicked. So I figured it might be you. But oh, there's just more to get into. It's going to have to wait. But suffice to say, I'm not disappointed in any of it. I think that's another fantastic layer of truth to who you are. However, I do regret the distress I caused you and the fact that I rushed parts of this friendship that we weren't ready to rush. Don't know. You didn't seem ready to rush it. And I certainly know I wasn't. I don't know if you've looked me up yet. If you have, let me know. I'll message again later. I'm off to work now.